A father was waiting nearby while his young son prayed silently before going to bed. Suddenly, the boy burst out laughing. Reggie scolded his father, "Why are you laughing during prayer?" "But Dad," the boy answered, "you told me that prayer is talking to God as to a friend, and I just told him a joke." We have a tendency to distance God from us, to push him away, to make him too exalted for us. It is the same thing as when Peter first met the Lord and said to him, "Depart from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." Jesus would not have any of that, for that is not what the Father sent him into the world to do, to distance us from God, but to bring us very, very close. The Eucharist is referred to as a host, but why? I decided to seek out the origin of the word host, so I checked several dictionaries and discovered that a Latin word linked to its history meant victim. The Romans referred to a vanquished enemy offered to the gods as a hostis. The term became common in Western Christianity because of its use in the Latin Vulgate, made mostly by Saint Jerome, for example, in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2, and Philippians chapter 4, verse 18, to signify sacrifice. Thus, host came to refer to the greatest victim of human aggression, God made man, crucified and risen. Christians adopted the word host to refer to the immolated lamb who has risen and is present in the Eucharist. It came to signify the reality that Jesus Christ himself unveiled at the Last Supper. "This is my body. This is my blood poured out for you." The consecrated bread is thus a host, the true victim, the body of the risen one, once mortally assaulted by human evil, and now alive among us. Surrendered to us as food and drink, take and eat, take and drink. Unfortunately, much of the significance of the word host has been lost, and it has come to refer simply to the circular piece of unleavened bread, both before and after consecration. But today, when the church speaks of the host, we are to think of the paschal victim. Think of the death of Jesus Christ and his resurrection. Think of the paschal mystery. Host is supposed to be for us all of this, the death of our Lord and his resurrection, the total gift of himself, his presence in the consecrated bread and wine. So many are arguing back and forth about just how Jesus chooses to bless us. The cross is the answer. He gave himself completely for sinners, even if they should tell him, "Thanks, but no thanks." He does not withhold anything good from the heart that he wants to turn back to his Father and to be saved. As we are invited at each Mass to behold this host, we bow in profound reverence on our knees in contemplation, taking up the commitment to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. To adore this host is to surrender oneself to the mystery so as to live it day by day and to enter into communion with this host is to assimilate the mystery in the whole of our being to become like Christ, given in service to our brothers and sisters. Now I understand better what the Second Vatican Council exhorts when it expresses the desire for faithful who participate at Mass with a good understanding of rites and prayers so that they should take part in the sacred action conscious of what they are doing with devotion and full collaboration. That by offering the Immaculate Victim, not only through the hands of the priest, but also with him, we should learn to offer ourselves. Through Christ the Mediator, we should be drawn day by day ever more perfectly to come into union with God the Father, through God the Son, in the Holy Spirit, and with each other, so that finally God may be all in all, as Sacrosanctum Concilium, section 48, reminds us. The Lord Jesus, on this night we celebrate, before he suffered on the cross, shared one last meal with his disciples. During this meal, our Savior instituted the sacrament of his body and blood, and he did this in order to perpetuate the sacrifice of the cross throughout all ages and to entrust to his church, his spouse, a memorial of his death and resurrection. As the Gospel of Matthew tells us, while they were eating, Jesus took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this and eat. This is my body." Then he took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed on behalf of many for the forgiveness of sins." But he invites us in a very particular way. "This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down your life for your friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you slaves, for a slave does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, because all the things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you would go and bear fruit, and that your fruit would remain, so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, that you love one another." So how do we answer the call to this table as slaves who do not know what our master is doing, as those ungrateful invitees who decided they had better things to do, or as true friends of the Lamb of God.